Rick Goddard on ABC Radio Hobart.
Now, I love a Tasmanian win, and I've got a Tasmanian winner in the studio with me. She took out a national award for her teaching practices from the Australian Teacher Education Association. Dr. Abby McDonald is Senior Lecturer in Arts Education at the University of Tasmania, and she's taken this award out, and it's a national award because of the work she's been doing using the online space in arts education. Hi, Abby.
How are you this morning?
Good. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
The award was looking particularly at work you did in the online space with arts education. Arts education feels, certainly music does anyway, really beleaguered in Tasmanian schools. What have you been doing?
Well, I work in the MTeach program at the University of Tasmania, and our arts specialisation is fully online. So that presents opportunities and challenges. So what I notice is that we have people doing their MTeach who are, from what I see, fabulous educators.
MTeach is Masters of Teaching. Okay, great.
Yes. Yep. And they may not have been able to participate in the program otherwise had it not been fully online. But, of course, the arts are embodied. The arts are lived, and people who come through to the MTeach have done an undergraduate in an art form.
Mm-hmm.
So it is a real jarring experience to suddenly be learning in a very kind of detached space.
And Abby, when you say the arts,
yes,
do you mean visual art, or are you also talking about dance and theatre?
All five art forms, so visual arts, media arts, music, drama, and we don't offer dance at the moment. We haven't had the numbers to sustain that part of the course. So it's the creative arts as per the Australian curriculum.
So I'm specialising in my master's, and I've got an arts background, and I want to do it in theatre or music or whatever. You're like, cool, it's all online.
Yeah. Largely it's delivered online. But something I try to do is create opportunities for face-to-face engagement, not just with my face, but with other teachers who are already working in the profession and arts professionals.
Because getting teachers linked up to professionals, is there value in that? What comes out of that?
I think that's been the most important thing. So professions in education, so people who are already teaching, they build really good relationships with those people because they need to lean really hard into those during the first 5 years at least of their teaching. And being able to build relationships with arts and industry professionals means that they have people they can draw on to work with in their classrooms.
What's an example of that that you've done with the Hedley's Art Prize?
Oh, okay. So that's really exciting. So the first part of the work that I've been doing with Hadley's Art Prize is working with the fabulous curator, Dr. Amy Jackett, and we've developed an education kit, and I've been doing that work alongside the President of Art Education Australia, Margaret Baguli. So that was inaugural last year, and now this year we have a two-day professional learning event on the weekend of the 3rd and 4th of August. So building that out now to become something where we want to get it has a science and arts focus. So hopefully it's not just for art teachers, it's for a broad range of teachers across primary, secondary, senior secondary.
Is this the only way arts is getting any attention, by having pushed itself into the STEM word and gone, oh, and STEAM, can we be part of this energy finally too, please?
Well, I guess in some ways people may say yes. For me, I look at any disciplinary acronym, be it STEM, STEAM or any other combination, it's not the end game. It's a step in the process to us becoming truly inter to transdisciplinary, working with our curriculum in a really holistic way. Mm. So it's a step along the way towards that.
Abby McDonald is Australian Teacher Educator of the Year. So these are the people who teach the teachers, and the recognition is partly for the work that she's been doing in terms of teaching people online and getting that kind of engagement. I mean, it's moving there more and more, and it's becoming a student expectation
now that they
can do it at home.
Yeah, they want to have that flexibility. I want to try and make sure that it's not about one being better or worse than the other. Like, both have wonderful opportunities and both have really rich, important things that you can do in terms of access and opportunity. So it's about being able to identify the things in both that are really key, and developing something that is blended in a way that pulls from both. So it's not saying that, you know, it should be this or it should be that. We should always be taking best practice from every kind of platform that we can, and making something special with that.
And different learners can learn in different ways, I guess, as well. If you're very introverted, then that at-home learning works. But I just, you make me think about homeschooling, where they still make sure students get together a bit to do that. Do you think in terms of keeping arts education relevant and contemporary, that the schools have struggled a little bit by not getting on to digital education, screen acting, filmmaking and stuff? Like, they're still doing musicals?
Yeah, I think it's all on its way, you know. Like, if I look at look at the way that teachers are working across the arts, I think that there's some really exciting things happening there as teachers are becoming more confident and working with the Australian curriculum. And that is a process in itself of learning for teachers to transition their content knowledge and things that they have done, you know, for some people a long time, to now to move into a different space. Teachers are going through their own kind of learning experience at the moment too, which I guess they do indefinitely.
Yeah. So, is that because the curriculum's changed?
Well, I mean, we've had our Australian curriculum for a few years now, and for the arts, where, you know, teachers are heading towards being able to assess and report against that. I see really wonderful work happening. Teachers are working, doing really powerful things with the Australian curriculum. Mm. Others are finding the transition difficult because they're, you know, there's a whole bunch of reasons around time, support, all of those kind of things.
So. Well, also in Tasmania in the arts, I mean, a lot of people wouldn't have had very much exposure to a diversity of arts. If you've grown up in Devonport or even Hobart to a certain extent, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
The exposure is quite limited to a full range of professional theatre or dance or, you know, arts practice. And then you're in a school trying to teach.
Yeah, I think that's changing too. I look back to my own education up on the northwest coast for primary and high school, and then into Launceston for college. And I look now and see things that are happening in the community with festivals and events, and I just think, wow. And I see teachers interacting with professionals in those spaces, and their students are being a part of these community events. And I think that's something I think that Tasmania is really good at. If I look nationally, I think that we're really well positioned and seeing really exciting things happen, which, you know, 5 or 10 years ago may not have been the case. But, yeah, I certainly see it shifting in a really positive direction now.
What do you see as the future in terms of arts education in schools? Because it feels at the moment the national priority and the Tasmanian state government priority is not really focused on the arts. There isn't investment. There's more disinvestment, really. Mm. There's less music teachers. There's less programs. Yeah. Is there a chance online to reinvigorate that?
I don't think that being online is the answer to, you know, bring the answer to that, essentially. I do think that being able to advocate for what the arts do collectively, not just in and of themselves, is really important. And the way in which we argue for the arts needs to be compelling. And I think that we have all the tools to be able to do that, arts professionals, and we need to be able to get people on board and not be combative or aggressive, because it gets people offside. So I'm looking at different ways of just seeing the arguments that have been tried and have got nowhere before, and I just look at those and I think, well, okay, we'll try a different angle. We're good at that. Arts people are good at dealing with problems.
Yeah.
So we've got to use our skills just to keep on doing that.
Because, you know, there's like the My State Student Film Festival, which I've been part of for ages now as one of the judges and contribute to. But one of the things I say there every year is like, this is basic literacy. Mm. Like, if you're not literate in terms of filmmaking, you can't speak properly in a digital world.
I totally agree. And the whole concept of being literate and numerate, you know, that is not just contained to one discipline area or one subject area. I look at the curriculum and
I've got my slate and my etching stick and I can make my letters.
Oi! But you look across all of the disciplines. The arts, of course, are a really important part of that. We cultivate literacy in and through the arts, and a whole range of different literacies. There's not just one literacy. So it's looking...
Well, and if you do music, like, you have to count to 4. If you do classical music, sometimes to 7. And dance to 8.
There you go.
Excuse me. So what do you want to do next? What would you like to see achieved?
I just want to see more opportunities for teachers, because a lot of this work has kind of happened, you know, off the side of many people's desks. So these professional learning events, they take a lot of time and effort. And, you know, I've over the last few years have built really solid relationships with key stakeholders in education and the arts industry. And as a result of those relationships, I'm able to do some really exciting things now. So it does take time to build relationships. So I think more of that, and hopefully as the success of those is celebrated, there will be some more support coming to go, well, let's make this a little bit easier for you to do this really important work. That'd be great.
Dr. Abby McDonald, Teacher Educator of the Year, Senior Lecturer in Arts Education at the University of Tasmania, dreaming of a future where it's a little bit easier to get things done. Like, that's not too ambitious a goal, eh?
I don't think so. I'm not asking much here. Come on.